song called Looking for a City.
Vestal Goodman. Okay, we're back. Okay, Bob, where were we?
We're now coming to the Anna portion of the show. Anna's been sending in lots of questions the past 6 weeks, and we're finally getting to them. Anna says, assuming that a person has not given up their power to a force outside themselves, are there any other beings anywhere more powerful or equally as powerful as human creators?
Never.
Is there a barometer for harmonic convergence?
Yes.
What would that be, the barometer?
Well, the barometer, what does a barometer do? It measures pressure. A barometer measures pressure. So that would be within your contrast of your meat sack body is your barometer. Folks that have what they call arthritis can tell when a storm is coming. Well, that body becomes the barometer. Now, we say the body, but now there's a larger inference that we're talking about. Because all it is the the brain, if you use your brain for what you originally created it for, is nothing other to sieve bodily responses. So if you use your mind for what you created your mind for, not all this other gobbledygook business that you do, not a bad thing, we're just saying what is, then you're the fullness, you are the barometer that not only gauges the pressure, it also sets what the pressure is. The example of that is some people can like to deep sea dive. They can take great deals of pressure with a little practice. Those that have never done it before, you really should have a little training before you go, you know, a couple of hundred fathoms under the sea, okay, because you got to get used to that pressure. Same way in this process. So you cause the pressure and you are the barometer.
Great. So,
That's a good question.
Yeah, now how many convergences can be from oneself, the three kingdoms, or is there in the outer kingdom or in the public
sphere? Harmonics are everywhere, and whether or not they converge is up to the individual human creator.
All right. Do these people, she wondered if anybody is more powerful than human creators. If there were, humans would have created them.
That's why we said yes.
Right, that's why there's nothing more powerful than humans.
That's correct. You can't uncreate.
There are no species in the vast universe that were created independent of humans.
Well, now, wait, Bob. What?
Okay, are there any species or forms that were not created by humans in the universe?
No.
So in that sense, the Catholic Church view that it was a geocentric world, not heliocentric, that this world was the center of everything, that's correct.
Well, if you're from this world.
But if you're from another world, you created that too.
Yeah, that's right. See, so you'd have a geohelix duality, wouldn't you?
Right. Geohelix. Is that what you said?
Geohelix.
Yeah. Yeah. See, so the thing is, the idea that the visualization the Catholic Church made is erroneous, but the idea that humans are the center of everything, that's accurate if that's what they meant.
Of course.
Okay, Anna's next question. Do other non-human beings, now are there non-human beings, Ion?
Sure.
Okay, do other non-human beings, that means we create them though, do they use love as a force field?
They do. They don't use it. It's all love is. Whether they embrace it or not, it still is.
Love permeates everything that, as a force field, permeates everything humans create.
Well, no, we didn't say that. Love is a force field. It doesn't permeate anything. Love is a force field.
Where is it?
So, wherever you embrace it, include or exclude.
Okay.
It is a force field. Anything that repels or attracts something inside or outside of its relevance.
So love as a force field, is that more powerful and more constant than the pull of the guff when you transition?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so it's part of the eternal part.
All of you is.
Whereas the guff was a temporary makeshift ad hoc bureaucracy for
Very good. Now, isn't that interesting, Bob? You actually got somewhere. Everyone looks at eternity as where you spend when you croak.
Yeah.
But it's just the opposite way around. Eternity is right here, right now. This heaven, this heavenly realm that you speak of is the temporal one. It's the temporal one. But all through the ages, they go, oh, well, we'll be with God when we're dead and spend eternity in heaven. No, this is the permanent address. That is just the vacation home.
I don't know if that's
like
ever
that.
Been said.
I like that.
What did you say, James?
I like that.
Yeah, I don't think humans have ever heard that said before. Has anybody in culture ever said that statement you just made, Ion?
Nope. Well, yes, we did.
Right, but not, you know, Jesus didn't say it.
Buddha.
Well, they do talk about heaven on earth as it is in heaven, so.
But they never said it. Once you understand heaven on earth, you've just refined it, really emphasized it.
Exactly.
Because we got somewheres today. We got somewheres.
Yes.
Okay, now Jermaine's waiting, but I just want to continue with Anna's follow-up. When the guff empties, will there be no more unrealized creations or thoughts?
No. No, no. They will continue, but they will be in the queue for creations for right here, right now.
Okay. When your ears ring, which is what Nick was experiencing, I guess, when your ears ring, is that you identifying a different frequency?
Well, if you identify it, it is, but what if you have that hum and you don't identify it?
Right. Is there a way to determine what's giving off the frequency?
Well, you are, Bob. Remember, that's the barometer question.
Right. And the you is infinite. All that we create is us exploring the you.
That's exactly correct, and that's an individual process carried out. If you take it to the outer kingdom, then you can witness others engaging that very experience.
Right. Does the process, Anna asks, include the mastoid bone?
Not so much.
Okay, let's say hello to Jermaine.
Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, Jermaine.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ion.
Hey, hey, hey.
So Jermaine has brought in some exciting stuff. I've brought it up. The Tom Ford Mysterious Exhibit has been unveiled, right, Jermaine?
Yeah, there's a few pictures now surfacing. He's letting us see what it looks like. So, you know, back in September we talked about it when we had the show, but it was exclusive to only like 100 people and the girls and models he was using and only like 2 photographers. Well,
yes.
Now there's like, he's talking more about it. He's showing a few of the pieces in his collection. So I kind of wanted to follow up on that and make a comparison of what we had asked Ion what it was going to look like and what he is showing now. So I looked at it this morning. There's like maybe 4 pictures of a few like pieces that they're on Vogue.com too. So if anybody wants to go see them too, go on Vogue.com. And so I did see the accessories that Ion was talking about. There is a lot of accessories on there. It had like a 70s look with a glamour of couture-like pieces. I really, really like the collection a lot. And lots of silks. Like, Ion, if you guys remember, kept on saying silk. So, like, I feel like more than 50% of his collection is made out of silk. So I just thought that was pretty fun and exciting to just kind of, like, compare what Ion had brought up and then finally the pictures that he's letting everybody see. And he continues. He plans on doing this for his following collections. He wants to keep it exclusive. He doesn't want to hold it first. Like,
every time Jermaine comes on, that beep happens.
What beep?
Oh, maybe you don't hear it. There's a beep, right? You heard it, James?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, it happened last
week.
So, Jermaine, somebody thinks your statement is significant. So I'm looking at the pictures. Did you go back and listen to what Ion said, or you had taken notes back then and know what he said?
I went and listened this morning, too. So I listened.
Okay.
I listened this morning so it could be fresh in my head, and then I compared it. And then I saw the similarities and, like, the comparisons of what he had talked about and what was on there.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures, maybe Karen comment, but definitely some of it is 70s vibe and lots of silks, I guess. And what was another aspect you just mentioned?
Accessories. The accessories, yeah. There's a lot of.
What are the accessories, Karen? Maybe you could describe that.
The necklaces and I don't see any handbags, belts.
Yeah, there's the earlier one is holding a purse.
Yeah.
So just because they show, is he designing that purse?
Yeah, everything is his collection, so all of it is his.
Right. So the purse
and the jewelry and the accessories. Yeah.
Okay, so then we would ask Ion. You're pointing at something, Carol. You want to read it? What's it say?
It says sheer silk blouse, silk georgette skirt, jewelry, and clutch.
That's what Ion said.
Silk. Patterns.
And shoulders, looks like the shoulder pads are back.
No, you don't mean it. In wide belts and those slingback mules. Go figure.
So, and the models, I mean, they look like broomsticks. They're just so thin. I mean, that's part of the health problem with these fashions. People think they have to be broomsticks.
No. The reason the designers like them is because they're like...
Show. Yeah, for his show, he did use real, like, he used just not models, his friends. Like, an example that I had talked about was Beyonce. She's not thin. She's more of, like, a curvy body type. And he talked about in this interview how he is making clothes that his friends are asking for women from 25 to 75, and that it's, like, timeless pieces, not trendy, and not for models. It's for everyday women. So he's kind of a lot of anti-fashion ideas he's incorporating in, like, his new way of thinking and his new way of showing his pieces and collections.
Yeah, now, Ion said that we'd move away from the skinny effect, but, Karen, you're seeing skinniness here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason designers like skinny is because they're like hangers.
Yeah.
They hang the clothes on them, and if they have any shapes or curve, then the garment has to line up with the model. But if the models are all beanpoles, then they're no more than glorified hangers. So whatever you hang on them will look good. But Jermaine is right. He's going, if you think bouncy, that's what we call Beyonce, is a coat rack, not on your life. That sister got some curves going on. But the couture, the line, the way it lays out, will fit busty women, hippie women. It'll fit women with character, shape.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying Tom is doing that, Jermaine?
Did already?
Yeah. No, but Jermaine.
Oh.
So you see confirmation of Ion did pretty good. If you were testing Ion, he did pretty good in predicting it. What aspects will come out in future pictures of this collection, Ion, that are not shown in the
car wash skirts?
Car wash skirts?
Yeah.
Can you explain to us, like, what car wash skirts are? Maybe I'm too young to remember what that is.
It's a skirt, and you know what a car wash is with those long panels that wash your car when you drive through them? They were all the rage in the 70s, and you hook them, they hook together on the skirt, okay? It covers your junk, of course, but then after that, you're looking at the skirt. It's straight pleated lines. But if you sit down and cross your legs, you can see the Chattanooga if you want to.
I get it. And that's what you refer to as car wash skirts.
Well, that's what they're called. That's what they are. So we wouldn't know what else to call them otherwise.
Okay. I learned something new today.
We'll see them in future pictures of this September show.
Do.
Oh, yeah. Is he going to release more pictures of it, or will this be it? And
no.
Then we'll just get to be like the final collection.
No. It was just a teaser, darling. It was just a teaser.
So when?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you were going to say when. When, you said, Jermaine. When?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, are we going to pictures, or are we just gonna? Is he gonna just wait till he shows the whole collection when it hits his stores? Like, I think it's gonna be January.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Only then.
No, Ian. Yeah. Okay, Ian. No more pictures before the show is what you were saying.
Well, there might be another one or so that leaks, just depending on what's presumably to be hot. But his claim to fame is not about showing it off. His claim to fame is you going to the store to find out what is hot.
Is that true, Ion? Or Jermaine? Is that true, Jermaine?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If he's going to have more pictures or just wait till the collection is going to be in his stores in January. So.
And that's when you'll see it, and that's when you'll get the opportunity to engage it, not before.
Okay.
Oh, by going into the store. That's when you're going.
It becomes a private, intimate, your line, and you're going to be out to see it. And if someone else hasn't been in that store, they're going to see you, and you don't have a big shot of meeting yourself going to the ball if you're the first one in the couture.
Okay.
Did you say you wouldn't have a shot at the ball? Is that what you said? I don't know.
Help him, Carol.
I miss it, too. There's a lot of, I think your cell phone, Jermaine, is causing a lot of frequency problems.
No, that's not the issue. I'm talking about...
I can't hear.
What Ion said. Ion said something just a minute ago, and...
They won't see pictures and go to his store and buy his line. If they want the line,
okay,
they'll have to go to his store to see what there is in his store. And that gives them the heads up of having this new couture that they have not seen in Kiskasay Vogue or wherever else. So the reason you would want to engage in that is if you're going to some event and you're fresh into this new line, you wouldn't have a very big chance of seeing someone else in the same garment at the party if you are at his store seeing the line first out. Rather than someone else seeing a picture of it in Vogue and then seeking out that look-alike garment to wear to the same party.
Okay.
So that's the mystique, mystical.
That made sense to me, right?
Yeah, because that is what he's trying to avoid. He's doing this for his customers to feel exclusive. So when they wear something, they know it's not some starlet or somebody else, and it was already seen in some magazine or online. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, did he do that before? You know, a year ago, 10 years ago. Is that what he's always done?
No, this is totally new. This is new. Yeah, he used to be total reverse of what he's doing now. He used to be super showy, and everything was about all eyes on him and super public. So now he's doing the reverse.
Well, and now, and once this splash is effective, Donatella is right on his heels.
Ooh, this is exciting. And then is anybody else following this?
We are.
Donatella, and then
Wait. Let's be easy. Donatella Versace. That's who that is, so
this
everybody
is,
knows.
Yeah. This is exciting. This is a good point to leave off because now we have more excitement to come and see when is Donatella Versace going to start doing this as well. I like this approach better than what everybody else is doing.
Spring line. Donatella is launching Spring Line for 2012.
Okay. So when I look at one of the pictures, Jermaine, it looks to me like a collage of styles over the last 30 years. Now, maybe it's more 70s, but it's what my picture of the Android meme on my chart is the collage of the decades. Can you say that about what I'm looking at here, the collage of the decades, or is it just really 70s stuff?
No.
It's more 70s?
No.
You're going to see more shadow plaid, tweed, shadow plaid.
No, just a minute. What's your main saying? Hold it. What did you say, Jermaine? It's got all of them in there?
No, I mean, I see 70s the most in silhouettes, like the pants, the flare legs, and the fitted stuff. But I also see a lot of, like, flappers 20s and 30s, like 30s and 40s in the glamour of the clothes, too. So, yeah, there's more than one decade there.
It's a decade dance. It's decadence or the decade dance. So, okay, now, Ion, you can speak. What were you saying?
That was it.
Come on, you were saying a sentence and I interrupted it. What were you? It's 70s. It's all 70s, right, Ion?
Yeah, and you're going to see more for the winter line. You'll see shadow plaids, wools, the long maud coats, you know, and, of course, boots.
Now, where are the red belts in here?
Well, we didn't say red belts for him. Red belts are Jermaine's claim to fame.
Oh, okay. All right.
We've only said it 70 times. I'm surprised you haven't engaged one yet, Bob.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Jermaine. Okay. Jermaine, I got an email from you. You didn't see it coming. You heard the archive last week and found out there was a whole chunk about you.
I know. I didn't see none of that coming. I never get to listen to it live, so I always listen to it later during the day or maybe sometimes even the next day. So as I was listening, it was like a shocker to me because
it caught me off guard.
Yeah, I was describing someone who had got all the ionic dreams realized, and you had no idea it was you, right?
No, and then when I heard Jermaine, I kind of was like,
surprise.
Now, Jermaine, something else to watch for is the faux Scrimshaw ivory accessories. You're going to see lots of the faux ivory. The Scrimshaw,
ivory.
The real detailed stuff. Well, you can't do real ivory, but the faux is what's in. And the Scrimshaw, which is really carved to death, like bangles and all kinds of pins and necklaces and things.
Ooh, sort of tribal? Like...
Well, no, more refined. No, it's not refined, it's refined. Scrimshaw.
Okay.
Where you take ivory and carve it, and got little people on the bracelets, and it's very interesting.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone.
All right,
thank
Jermaine.
You, Jermaine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, James, you have a question you see on the board you'd like to go into.
Humpty the wall. Carolyn, Ion, is there anything that you can suggest to help reduce bothersome eye floaters?
So, Carolyn, because you know what we're going to say.
I know. We're working on something, so stay tuned.
No, Al, what we say is don't push against them. If you can't see them, that's real. Everything else isn't. So embrace it.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning, Ion, you were saying something about when you see floaters, it's like a manifestation of the wheel, the veil slipping.
Yeah, well, in the Ezekiel side, it's the same thing that Akito is experiencing.
Akito in Japan, got it.
Worms in the eye.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Back
Matthew.
To Aunt Anna. I don't think we did this before. She says, is there a process I can practice to recognize and identify vibrational frequency?
Sure. Push against it. You'll recognize it.
Yeah. And she goes, if so, please describe. So you just did that.
Push against it and you'll find out.
All right. What's the easiest way to change the vibrational frequency of yourself or other objects?
Okay. Take a pair of tweezers, metal, and stick it into a socket. Not a ground fault plug, but a regular socket. That's the fastest way to change it. It'll change instantly.
Which JW is this ion coming through right now?
2.
Okay. Did we have a different JW earlier in the show?
Yes.
What number was that?
1.
Okay. Number 2 is the joker, likes metaphors and likes to joke, or has jokes.
It waxes and wanes a bit.
Okay, continue with Anna. We are eternal beings. If we only get one meat sack, what part of us exists always before we're born and after we choose to transition?
No part. You're not even the same meat sack. You're constantly regenerating your own meat sack. You don't have the same lips you had 5 years ago. You certainly don't have the same hair or color that you had 3 months ago. But all those are temporal. All those are temporal.
Right, so there's no constant part that would exist before we're born or after we choose to transition.
That's correct.
What part of our being develops into our personalities?
You don't have personalities.
What do you have?
Well, you just have inferences that you gauge of what you are.
Mixed in with the fact you have other bodies.
Right. Because you talk about personality. Well, if you're a person, you have a personality, but the personality is not, by the definition, what that word means. You're taking why you're different, why you prefer women with curves or women that are athletic or skinny or whatever. That's a preference. That's not a personality, a trait that you would gauge. That's just all because they change. The only personality trait that's constant is change.
Yeah, you're clarifying the mortar meaning, the tribal meaning of personalities.
Which creates a rule, which creates a bias, which puts you in the box.
And think you have a constant part.
Contrast, and then you find yourself in the noid.
Yeah, and you think you have a part that remains.
And then you have to count on the noid to get you out of something to avoid.
Right. So I don't think we did.
The noid, and then you're there.
Right. I don't think we did this before. This is Richard. He says, Ion's take on things is becoming what McLuhan's stuff became, slowly understandable. In fact, they are very similar. However, the maelstrom aspect, not sure, very similar to the maelstrom aspect. I don't really have a question, just a comment, really. According to Ion, we need to just let our chemical body infrastructure flow. The neurons need to flow without being interrupted by knowledge that is misinterpreting itself with metaphor. Now, okay, with metaphor. You agree with that, Ion, so far?
Ooh.
Right.
Boy,
so then,
they've been surveilling you again, Bob, haven't they?
Yeah. So he said the neurons need to flow without being interrupted by knowledge that is misinterpreting itself with metaphor. Then he goes, now, the battle of media environments is metaphorical for dimensional puns.
Well, emphatically so, yes.
What kind of so?
Emphatically.
Which are potentially related to universal puns or portals.
Emphatically speaking, yes.
Yeah, where nothing truly is everything.
Or everything truly is nothing.
Except in the subatomic realm, which is again back to the non-physical.
Well, what do you mean? Now, wait a second now. Easy there, Trigger.
Yeah.
Subatomic is. That's not an unknown realm. You're just now coming into the place where you're starting to embrace it. But that's not new, Sugar Love. That's been around.
Yeah, so then
you'll find that old school when you get there.
Yeah, we began the show talking about the potential confusion Ion creates. He's been talking about non-physical, and we might think that's the eternal part of ourself, but it isn't. So it actually, the physical is the eternal part. But we had to begin somewhere, and when you begin, you have a false premise, because you began, and there's no beginning. So that's our alibi. So then he says,
Where you jump in? Well, now the same thing is the case, Bob. What do you do with someone who's been listening for years now, and they sort of get it, and you have a brand new newbie who jumps in, and they're the fashion correspondent. Now, how cool is that? Because they take it wherever wherever it is. And then you got some of the old school that's been really embracing it and having great fun. And if it's fun, then continue. But people are where they are, so they jump in where they jump in. And that postgraduate coursework that you talk about in this portaling experience, some get it and they've never heard us talk about 3-2-1.
Yeah, right.
Okay? So it makes no difference because that's that flow, the ebb and flow of where they are. Now, if the next question comes into that, of course we will embrace that. But most of us would yawn. It's like, okay, yeah, we've done that.
Okay, so continuing. Where nothing truly is everything except in the subatomic realm, which is, again, back to the non-physical, which has to be the currency of infinity in between that which is and isn't, which is as well. Maybe not, really.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah. So are we just dealing with context, C-O-N-T-E-X-T-S, and trying to create an elegant shorthand based on the physical influence it has on our chemical body?
No.
All right. Which our chip non-physical is again. Now, he thinks the chip is non-physical. No, that's not right.
Right. There you go. That's what we're talking about. Because you created the chip, and you are in a chemical body, but yet you say that your TV body can have an effect on your astral body.
Yes. So what's interesting?
So that interplay, it's like calling the toast the toaster, or calling the toaster the toast.
Right now. This statement was given, Richard's statement I'm reading was given a month or so ago, a while ago, and he says, which our chip in brackets non-physical. Now, the chip is not non-physical, but just today we got it clarified that the non-physical can manifest and create within the chip. So the actual juxtaposition of words is true in the new meaning we have arrived at. But he...
arriving to.
Right, and he, I don't think, meant that, because we saw that he didn't get it clear about subatomic non-physical, but the words are saying more than he intended and are accurate. So he says, which are chipped, in brackets, non-physical, is again the same thing, meaning if we let our neurons act as tubes for the non-physical frequency and just do what they swoosh us to happen to do, never mind all this.
No. That would be like saying my neuropathic nerve endings tell me that I'm going to burn my hand and avoid it. And we go, no. You like the feeling place of that unbearable heatness of the fire. So it doesn't get ahead of it. Now, can you know that is the case and make a choice? Yes, but not this tube business that's sucking you into this vacuum of this nebulous predestined genre that if you're a drunk, then that was predestined before the foundation of the world that you were going to be a drunk or a whatever, okay? So you have total and complete control, but you like playing in the neuropathic venues. You like to see what things feel like.
Right. We are just painting the invisible. We are just painting the invisible, and occasionally, I mean, you know, these are limited, but just finish your statement. And occasionally there is collective acknowledgement of the work in progress. Not so much.
Well, exactly, because if that's the case, then your power may get faster than someone else's power, and they say, you're pushing your power down my throat hole. Okay, I've bought the Revelation series, and I know how to talk to the angels, and I'm going to have the angels come and smote your ass.
Right.
And then what you going to do with it?
Yes, but I also see there is the world of mortar and collective acknowledgement. We're ongoingly trying to see the difference.
But they are where you are. Where you are, see, that's why this is so much fun. It's because there's no pushback or limitation. There's not always just abject agreement, but we'll play at any level, at any degree you want to play, and that's been shown time and time and time and time and time again here.
Yeah, and so there is at some level collective acknowledgement or what his words are referring to.
Well, certainly.
But that's the world of mortar.
Well,
maybe.
Let's say mostly.
Okay.
We'll go with mostly. Because sure as you get Bob hemmed up, then we got to change up, you see.
Yeah. So he says acknowledgement of the work in progress, which is a direction sign, perhaps a negative space, of the collective non-physical that throws through all that infinitely simultaneously is or isn't. So he's trying to cover both sides of the issue.
Well, he's trying to write a bad William Shakespeare fatalism.
Yeah, he ends with, it's all puns.
Well, so, c'est la guerre.
And there are a lot of puns in Shakespeare?
Yes, Bob. You ever heard of the work?
The work. Oh, you mean the works of Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're doing good. We're getting this backlog of in-depth questions done.
Are these from last week, Bob, or the week before, or your email address?
Oh, this is my private email address, and they've come in over the last 6 weeks. These have been here for a long time.
Good.
And I think we're pretty well. So, James, go with something on the board while I just check.
Okay, let's
points.
Go back to Humpty on the wall because he's responded to Ion's response. Ion, I've tried that, not pushing against it, but they're getting worse, dark like ink spots. I'm referring to, I guess he's talking about the eye floaters.
Good. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hang on. It's coming. Solution will befall you.
Right, now Matthew, New Jersey addresses me. Bob, Sutton Place is 10022. Now, when I lived in New York, Matthew, I certainly had noticed that. There's lots of interesting things that go on in the 22 zip code. Yeah, I'm fully aware of that. And that's the 122, the special 22 is the one with the number 1 in front of it. So I'm on it, Matthew. Yes, I see what you're seeing. Then he says lots of long mauve coats there for sure.
Bob, not mauve.
Mauve? Mauve? No way. It's mauve. Okay. Anyway, that means, what would mauve coats mean, Carol? What's he pointing out?
Don't relate, no.
You don't relate? Well, I think he means we're well-off people. Wasn't your lab in the 10022?
Yeah.
The that was the Upper East Side, 65th Street. That was the what was it that Clinton that they bring in $4 trillion every tax season from that zip code? Remember that one? That's the statistic.
Mm-hmm. That's the zip code there.
Yeah, 10022. If he means Mauve quotes wealthy people, yeah, that's the wealthy section. So there's your traditional analog media chemical body signpost of the 22. That's the old meaning. 14 becomes dominant once we had the Android meme with the digital body. And then we moved into 8, which was the 44. Bin Laden was 44 in 911. His psychic, wacky, seancing mentor was 44. We were living at 44 Street on City Island. 44 was the main resonant number of the Bush era, and that was a splitting of the 8. Now, JW shows up.
And the cubed root of 8 is what, Bob?
2. Yeah, so the 22 and the 14 and the 44 were all pointing to 8. And 8 is, you know, the infinity sign you can put on the side is 8. Well, 8 is ionic, and China loves 8, and JW likes 8, so we're in the 8 zone now. That's the code from Bob's chart. So Robert Bridge in Tottenham says, life's exciting when you're in the loop, and outside of this, you can just sit back and enjoy the ride.
That's right.
Okay.
That quotes the United States of Terra theme.
Yeah, that's a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Barbara in California, if we go to the Guff like we go on a vacation, does that mean we can come back?
Well, everyone who has.
Do. Yeah. ASA Scott, Ion, do you state we as human creators when knowingly in full intercourse with non-physical are complete with all attributes available of original source / God?
Well, of course.
Not too clear. Do you state we as human creators when knowingly, well, you don't have to be knowingly when you bring in the non-physical. The non-physical is a product of unknowingness.
Exactly so, but it's a qualifier. It's a double alt qualifier.
His statement is, or what is the qualifier?
Truly, well, that you have to be an unknowing knower, or I know this unknowingly. You see, how are you going to play that?
Yeah, that's the illusion, the false premise of the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that in full intercourse, which is just when you're speaking. With non-physical, your intercourse with all that's complete with all attributes available of the original source or God.
Well, sure.
Sure. And then he goes, are there any limitations?
Only your own.
Then he goes, thanks all for assisting, quote, squeezing the lemon of non-physical. He likes that.
Good.
Okay. Barbara, are all human creators equal?
To what?
Yeah, she's not saying. Will you tell us why there are different races and different languages?
You chose to be different.
Because you said earlier, because we want to experience, but there was another word, we want to see it. We want to. Remember I'm saying that, Carol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You chose the different dialects. You chose the different shapes, the different colors, the different height, width, breadth.
For the satisfying of moreness, looking for more,
well,
doing more.
Well, it's like
being more.
It's like it's every ice cream, still ice cream.
Knowing more.
Well,
kissing more.
Yes, kissing
every ice
more.
Cream is ice cream, but why are there more than one type of vanilla ice cream? Well, because you like the choice, the amount, the degree.
Yeah, well, as Robert Bridge said, life's exciting, even though we create the Ark of the Covenant. That was all for excitement purposes.
Sure.
There never was a problem. That's Marcel Duchamp. There's no solution because there's no problem. But these are vague aphorisms in the world of mortar and nothing to do with smoting people with angels, right?
Right, that's right. That's the woo-woo portion. Now, that's the woo-woo portion of the program. But what we're talking about is you can use right here, right now, in the dirty here, dirty now.
Yeah, which...
You don't have to worry about the sweet by and by.
Which comes right up to eternity's question. No location. Message. Ion, I saw an angel in the clouds the other day, just before the beginning of a storm. Can you tell me its name?
Mala.
M-A-A-L-A?
Well, you've got the... That's also included in your chapter 23. You can figure that out, Bob.
Okay.
It's letters, it's symbols.
Right. Then she goes, then, of course, the next day I was listening to Revelations and heard you talking about that.
Dude.
And she goes, how cool is that?
That's pretty effing cool.
Okay, Barbara Gain, will you give some examples of experiences we human creators may have once we activate our chromosome 14?
Well, yeah, sure. Okay.
Everything that we've experienced in the history of humanity.
No. She's talking about real stuff, not this blah, blah, woo-woo crap you're talking about, Bob. Your fingernails is going to get harder, but not thicker. Your palms of your hand are going to get thicker, like you could almost not pierce it with, like, a pin or, you know, those. Some people that have sugar diabetes have those lancets they test. You almost won't be able to pierce the skin. It'll become thicker. But the palms of your hands will actually become softer, but thicker. You'll notice that the perfect hairdo doesn't last but a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden it's gone. Your hair grows more. You'll notice the pores of your skin just naturally will tighten, okay? You'll notice that your feet, if you have hair on your feet, you'll notice more hair on your toes.
Now, the chromosome 14 is the means to register an activation. What activates that, those changes?
Carolyn, would you like to take that one?
she making lunch?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm making lunch. What activates DNA is RNA.
Well, there you have it, straight out of the horse's mouth.
But see, we have this phrase, activating a chromosome 14. Of course, those words are not going to be accurate depending on the images you mean and think is going on with the activation.
So you're asking us to give words to confuse them even more?
Yes, yeah, because we've replaced non-physical. We used to say activate a non-physical. Now people say activate their chromosome 14. The thing you name is not what is activated.
Okay.
So INET...
Put on the applause sign, Bob.
INET 9, I think you guys did this, but I just feel like asking you again. INET 9 from Spain, any idea of what
yes.
the...
He forgot the answer, so it's all fresh and new for Bob.
Yeah, it's all new. any idea of what those energy bubbles at the center of the galaxies can be?
Yes.
You have an idea of what they can be.
Yes.
See, we didn't get that answer last time, right, Carolyn?
No.
So what...
No, they didn't ask. When you ask it again, they ask, do we have an idea? Yes.
Right, you emphasize that. Now.
They didn't ask what it was.
Okay, I'm asking, what are those energy bubbles at the center of the galaxy?
Words that human creators have spoken that you're talking about right now.
Great! That's a perfect answer.
Wow.
Perfect
what about
energy bubbles at the center of the universe?
Words. When you look into a black hole or a nebula or a supernova, that's your words spinning and spiraling. Is that the mortar words or your own powerful stones?
Depends. Are you trapped in it? Or are you watching it from? Are you at the event horizon, or are you at the singularity?
Yeah, and that's what I meant when you take a word like non-physical chromosome 14 and you become trapped in it.
Dude.
So, Jane.
Mel in Toronto, Would Ion comment on, I don't know how to say this,
Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono.
If it works, then why does it work?
Well, the only reason, well, Carolyn.
Yeah, it's the I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you prayer that's a Hawaiian traditional prayer of reconciliation.
Yeah, and we think that's fun and that's fine, but the only reason it works is because you engage and think it works.
Mm-hmm. And that applies to everything. Why don't we start saying, since we reached a couple of great epiphanies this show, we ain't asking these stupid questions again, like does something work or did I experience something? Go back
happy
to the archive.
Placebos
let's come
to
up
all.
With a nuke. What?
Happy placebos to all.
Say that again.
Happy placebos to all.
Right, right, right. The thing is, people ask, will this happen? There's so... Hey, Ian, hold it. Fine. It seems that many... Get it before he veers off over the abyss. But, Ian, a lot of questions evoke the answer. Well, it's up to you. Right?
What does that mean? Nobody's asked what does that mean when we say that.
Good, okay. Let's question the all-purpose answers that Ion is saying to every situation. You know, like if it works, why? Well, it works for anybody who does it and wants to make it work. So you wouldn't ask something whether it works, and you wouldn't ask whether it makes you happy. You wouldn't ask whether you're going to get it. It's all up to you. So what is the realm of questioning that we can answer that then would be questioned again without evoking that cliche response? You get what I'm saying, James?
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Well, no, not you. No, James.
Oh, sorry.
Say that again.
Oh, you weren't paying attention. Okay, so
you know what's happened? I'm looking at my phone for the timing on the phone, how long, what has passed. I've only got 1 hour and 44 minutes, yet we're into the third hour, aren't we?
That's if you didn't disconnect the phone at some point.
No, I didn't. I've lost time.
What's mine say? Mine says 2:52. That's 3 hours coming up.
Uh-oh.
So Carol's in another world.
Uh-oh.
And Sue's making lunch and doing...
Yeah, I put up a couple of wall hangings. I got a lot done.
Yeah. Well, watered the plants.
Yeah, the digital phone knows what's going on and does not record the amount of time you're listening to the show. So that shows you've only paid attention to an hour and a half of the show because you've been doing other stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is. The phone does not lie. It tells you it's metering what is actually going on. But you know what I mean, James? Like, someone says, does this technique work? You know what you could answer that one, right, James? Based on Ion.
If you want it to work.
Yeah, it's always if what you're up to. So, Barbara says, are all human creators equal to each other? Ion. Are all human creators equal to each other?
We already answered that. Equal to what?
She says to each other.
Well, equal, meaning mass, density, capacity, capitulation, equal, what equal? Do you have more non-physical or less non-physical? Do you have more cells in your body than someone else? Do you have more hair than someone else? Do you have more capacity to grow more hair than someone else? Do you have more gizgasms than others? So does therefore you have less gizgasms in your body because you have more gizgasms? You see, do you have more tread on your tires than someone who doesn't drive their car as much?
Okay, fine, great. You just flow, Ion. You're just a constant flow. The last question, Humpty from the wall again says, now, James, you and I and Carol try to answer this. How do we activate the Ma?
No, that's
okay,
RNA.
That's RNA, you say. Carol, how do we activate the Ma? M-A, which is a Japanese term, I think.
Wait a minute. That's not your eyes are lying to you. It says RNA.
Oh, you're right. I'm seeing M.
Okay, remember everybody right there what we just did right there.
Yeah,
that's an important point.
How's your Ma and them?
So he's saying, how do we activate? See, now we've gone from non-physical to chromosome 14. Now Carol's got a new myth, a new totem. Now we have to activate our RNA. So, Carol, how do we do it?
With our words.
With our words, I think.
If you want to do it yourself, if not, then you can wait around and do it by default, and we'll get to that later.
Lunchtime.
I was hoping for so much more. Well, very good, James. Thank you for having us on again.
Yeah, all right. Great job, Ion. Great job.
At the post office.
Yeah, we'll
go
the
activate the Ma now.
And I don't mean the RNA or DNA of chromosome 14 when I say post office. I mean literally the post office. When I go there, it's monumental.
All right.
Money and things. Ka-ching.
AchieveRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. For years, you've heard me speak about your money, your financial future, and your responsibility to yourself. Today, more than ever, with increasing toxicity in our foods and water, it's time for you to take charge of your life and take back that which is rightfully yours, your health and your wealth. I'd like to introduce you to Ion Ways, the answer to your health and financial future. If you're looking to start your own business or take back your health, Ion Ways is the solution. Please go to www.ionways.com/James Martinez. Whether it's to start your own business or take control of your health, you'll not find a better company and products to do so. For the best in the market of energized, ionized, and alkaline water, go to www.ionways.com/James Martinez. For powerful antioxidant effects, superior hydration, more oxygen, and proper pH, remember, health is the only wealth. That's www.ionways.com/James Martinez.